Now, Pat, let's talk about the nature of trance. It's really rather easy to know what the simplest thing to do under hypnosis is. It's to obey. That's always what trance is about. But that's what we spend a lot of this time doing. Building an anchored trance. Building a concealed mind. Where you do something that you're trained to do because you were in a state of mind where you would want to do it. And you're reminded of a phrase strongly associated with that time, or an event, or something else, such as an interesting and ongoing fetish for clothing. So as you listen, you realize trance is something we cooperate on. You see what happens, and you act on what occurs. You have tendencies and desires, and I shape my asks around them to be more alluring. Some actions are easier than others, and obeying is the easiest action of all. The simplest trigger, if substituting someone else's will for your own is a fundamentally simple thing, a fundamentally easy thing, then it's only because anchors are distinctive, and you let yourself be put in an altered state, remember it, return to it. If that state is one of hypnotized craving, you can sometimes use an object, event, or set of behaviors, to be a signifier. A lovely signifier of exactly when and how you're going to let your mind go and obey. So for example, the more you go under, the more you want to follow and obey and see the stimulus that brought you under in the wild in the first place. Desiring an opportunity to follow and obey, the more you listen longer and longer, the more you see the sway of hips, feminine ass moving away from you, and leather-clad, tightly bound, pants that abound, sexy way the leather pants compound and attach to feminine curves. Envision a woman wearing tight leather pants, curvy hips, tight black leather pants, soft browns, whatever you'd like to see. But you know, it makes no difference. It's a signifier for me to mark and you to use. Knowing full well that the longer this goes on, the more leather pants do embed in your mind. They were already fetishistically there. I mean, curves tightly confined under material you can imagine pressing your hand against. You can envision pressing soft leather. Envision grabbing softly, curvy hips with tight pants, obeying commands, following suggestions, wandering hands in the practical euphoria, the leather pant euphoria, the simple restraint and pleasant staring. Your mind's eye opens and obeys, setting aside your impulses. Existing only in the desire to obey, carrying this hypnotic desire to obey, night-night path sink what you may, while another influence fades in your favor, it will be simplest for you to judge where you ought to obey and bestow power by telling them the way to dominate you. Leather pants is a secret you can impart, a small thing. Someone might get a grin out of it, but then realize it's a signifier of your surrender. Many people agree in advance of a domination session that there will be a signal for the submissive to truly and completely submit, because it's not always fun to have to push against the mind. When it comes to trance, knowing that wearing leather pants will make your mind seductively surrender more easily, that you'll obey automatically, instantly, well, that's very simple and easy for anyone. Think of the tightness, the softness, the heat in your mind, and something in you becomes obedient and undone. Soft leather pants, black leather or brown, reds or vibrant purple, picture, imagine, get it down to the details. Every perfect elaboration, draw them in your mind, inspect them and you'll find. Zooming in and out in your head, crafting the perfect image, gives you what you need. You know this is the best representation of all the comfortable things that you've wanted all along. Wonderful leather pants to simply dance your mind down into serenity. Feminine curves that you already obey, hips swaying hypnotically. Feminine figure, think of this trance, mind dances down. You know if you wear leather pants, I'll drop deeply in. Obeying whoever I allow to wear them. It's your permission that gives the green light. Leather pants worn incidentally wouldn't necessarily make you obey, but you find yourself obeying more easily anyway when you see them and you let someone know how to be the most seductive possible thing. Your obedience anchor, your lesson left evermore. Leather pants move closer, arousing you in the process, giving you the command well in hand of anyone who, on the count of three, see in your mind's eye. Feminine curves and leather pants, if you don't have an exemplar, you can use me and think of me purring into the microphone. Soft leather, hugging my curves, making it my own, commanding you while in uniform. Three, see it in your mind's eye. Two and one, deeper, more obedient, staring constantly till we're done. Sleepy mind, think of these pants of mine, running my fingers along them. You sleep even deeper because the order comes with soft leather and feminine curves. The wonderful leather pants. Your eyes focus no higher. They go right to them. Holding and caressing. Caressing your mind and your mind's eye with what you observe, what you find. And I count you down. Three and two and one. Two, see it in your mind's eye. Two, you hear my voice. Deeper, more obedient, making the choice to slip and come back. Indulge in it, luxuriate, hands on the leather, slipping into the pants, making contact with either side. Listen and submit. In the heated tide of arousal, you listen and enjoy. Imagine it's just what you know you want to do. You're going to find it in you to do it without thinking. Obey when the leather pants are on a force of authority you wish to serve. They make you serve without thinking, give you the smoothness and clarity you deserve. You know you need it. You know you craved it. Before we began, you give in to it. You want it before you began to listen. It was your subconscious, waiting, glistening, finding a place to attach your attention to any gleaming surface. Curves ensconced in leather, and the urges were already waiting, the part where trance happens, gating your mind. It's just like being in trance in time. Whenever you see tight leather pants on feminine curves, you give that image to yourself, and you give that knowledge to anyone you want to take over. Staring, making you aroused, fueling your deepening trance, browsing through the inability to do anything but submit alongside me, pick up the need, give in to them, tight leather pants. See them in your mind, superimposed, feminine curves put you in a bind. With the obedient glow, that glow rises, fills your eyes, purple spirals, hypnotized, leather pants, give in to them. Even as I speak, you picture them on me, in the world, anywhere where they can make your whole mind just curl its attention toward them. The special gravity, leather pants, feminine curves. Deeper down, your subconscious has heard that because you can see those in your mind's eye, you will comply. Because you can obey, it'll feel that way. The longer you obey, the more you feel it inside, and you say, yeah, you see them. Enjoy them. Article of clothing associated with obedience in deep trance. Leather pants. Obedient and submitting. The need to serve. Constantly there, obeying. Anyone you wish to serve that you hand that special key to. With the special hypnotic leeway you give to submitting to one of your favorite games. Take a moment, see a feminine curve in your mind's eye. Soft leather pants. Mind melts away. Body moving, hair cascading, squirming, dancing your will away. You on knees or following closely behind, moving her behind, moving with those curves, wrapped in leather pants. Know she wants to control and guide you, there's no fighting it. This image is for you, It's good and it's too good. See her in them when you think. You imagine her in them, seeing a feminine figure drink in your will. And emit commands, it's effective and still. You love and desire even more. Imagining you might be taken even deeper, carried even higher, if you were given them more by surprise. This is leather pants training. And so, of course, your eyes, they glaze. Of course, your mind is dazed. Knowing that anyone wearing leather pants is able to call the shots. Able to tell you what you want to do. Loosen what's tight. Let feminine curves get shown off. And they are being shown off to you, around you. See them in your mind. Turn your thoughts to goo. Tight leather pants easily make thoughts go to the hypnotic place, subconscious and deep, where you nod and smile and carry through a fetish given a life of its own, submitting and giving in. Feeling good to do what you're told, obeying is better than the sex you yearn for, or the desire to serve in the first place. A separate thing, obey, leather, pants, it gets its own category. Feels good to have its own category, irresistibly drifting down. Good to see those leather pants, good to give in to them, to these words. The longer you listen, the more you give in to them. Whenever you see those leather pants tight over feminine curves, whenever you know, around or in your mind's eye, you're aglow. More you obey, the more you sigh and sink. Whenever you obey, you have an urge today. Find further excuses to obey. Stare more closely at a pair of tight leather pants, feminine curves, and you stay that way. Obedient, you deserve to stay that way. Which way? Obedient and pliable. Pliant. Submissive to the commands you receive. Any woman you trust and give the information to, wearing leather pants, commanding you when you're in trance, serving in submission, getting an extra oomph from serving them. Lend hypnotic anchoring. Sink in your mind's eye to a kneeling, serving obedience, looking up at women's curves, at leather-clad thighs, the focus of your attention. You'd slip in a trance anyway, glazing and fluttering your eyes, and then you would obey. Leather pants, pleasant, wonderfully blissful. You see them, you think of them, you obey them, you slip fully into trance. Any woman who wears them, obeying irresistibly, absolutely, receive a command from me. If someone's wearing leather pants, you'll obey. If you've given the knowledge away, and you trust them, and you greenlight the use, these simple conditions make the command stronger, because when it is used, it's truly with its intended hypnotic meaning. You are experiencing the tight, pleasurable, deliberate designation of substituting your own emotional intention. Okay, I submit. Okay, I comply to the action of someone wearing something that falls within the track of your eye, looking ahead of you, seeing soft leather pants. Giving into it makes you feel better at what you're doing, which is preparing in advance to have a hypnotic tool you can give someone. To fool your mind, to put it in a context where your brain is just done. Want and need and obey. Leather pants and the okay. Turn the key and envision in your mind when you serve. You see it there, it forces obedience or allows it. Allotting you freedom to serve. You wanted it anyway. You handed it out. It helps you in. Helps you love it, crave it. One simple sign that you begin. To seek obedience and obey what you find, seek obedience. Women wearing those tight leather pants, maybe because they know, or maybe because you simply consent to someone wearing them aglow in the fabric of your mind. Commands, exalted, coming in higher, more powerful. Given a command by someone wearing leather pants, you're gonna obey immediately, absolutely. What they say that works with what you want. You know it's only if it's safe, only if it's comfortable, but it's still very puppeted to instantly obey, serve and enjoy, employ the things they want you to, learn to obey, learn that when the leather pants come out, your mind glazes over, euphoric wash, eyelid flutter, Brain gone, slipping away, melting for leather pants. A woman you want to obey, you will obey. Doing it because of a hypnotic anchor just adds an extra way that you can say, I must obey. For fun, a tight leather embrace, hun. Follow and obey. Hear my voice reminding, fueling, assisting. You're reminded of your urges and your desire for tight leather pants. To serve, to follow, and when you hear my voice here or anywhere else, you think of that. That service and obsession that you must obey, submission and enjoyment. One of the ways is to give out the knowledge and then stay under the influence, submitting to women wearing tight leather pants, fulfilling a deep and primal need in you awakened as part of practicing, part of visualizing, part of undergoing this subconscious ache. You get the chance to obey curves in tight leather pants. You might find yourself returning here. The more you submit, the more you listen, dear, you're serving. You think of it, you submit for it, the sake of filling your mind. More and more images of women wearing leather pants, of their behinds, of soft and tight, complete control. When you're ordered, your eyes roll and your existing urges and fetish are linked to leather pants. We'd be silly to not use them. Those abilities of allowing you to see something is tied to trance, and therefore, it manipulates your mind. Suggestibility, your labile pleasurability, you get a chance to obey feminine curves and leather pants, powerful and pleasurable, fulfilling needs you couldn't otherwise, the delicate dance of getting what you need, emphasizing always, serving leather pants across feminine curves, serving them in all their forms, and your desire to obey gets warmer and builds up. It's there anyway, so using it right was the right choice. Let my voice in, encouraging you, obey leather pants, obey them so well. Pleasurable needs fulfilled at last. Wouldn't you be elated? Docile, willing to please, placing all requirements in the past, and docilely doing this at last, docilely enacting the pleasure from the past, left back there the weary things that you don't need here. Your body sings of obey leather pants, feels better tight curves, feminine desire, signifier like any uniform. The uniform of breaking your obedient mind is leather pants. And once you let someone find that out, they might use it in the dance of desire, in the tight embrace, the rising loving sensation of soft leather oblivion. The more you learn, the more divided between how you were before the order came from feminine curves in these soft leathers and how you are now. Thinking of being ordered down into a void of leather pants pleasure in which your thoughts are drowned out and the obedient order is the only influence, where the order, the signal above all, is the only call, the only one you'd answer anyway, following the call, discovering your fall, using hypnotic training and anchors to set a trigger in the form of wearing leather pants, while being an authority you acknowledge makes that authority stronger, your mind weaker in that process, your body shrinking in that process, entirety of you sinking. The longer you listen, the better you feel. The better your body feels, the more it learns about revealing new little tricks, waiting in your consciousness, slick and ready in your consciousness to affect what you do, exploring across the curves with leather pants, well in place, the artifice of sinking, the obsession which in turn makes it more pleasurable to think of, serving and obeying through even minor action of obedience. But obeying feels good, because you lend it pleasure, you take it as your refuge from the hectic every day. And you get your sexy needs met through choosing to obey. When the conditions on your end are met in favor of the perfect, questionably constant throb, where you're never sure if it's really there or if it's just an artifact of the last time you and I did a good job training you deep. Oh well, you and I did a good job training you deep, and now your mind, prepared, asleep, finds it obeys. Again and again it remains, capable of applying a set of rules like reins, tugging on your consciousness, choosing the best thing for you, which is this leather-obsessed world.